with Lady McLaurin in LA.
Wave the flag.
Bajo, centro, dentro. Shout out Michi Chui.
Shout out Michi Chui.
If you ever have Michi Chui to serve you, they have a tamarindo shot. you took it straight?
I took it straight. Uh-huh. You know why? Because I'm straight.
Yep.
I'm too debatable. Welcome to episode.
We're back.
Welcome to
148.
Yeah. 148. Woo! The long awaited.
Yeah.
It's been about 2 months since we've recorded any podcast, and I am excited.
Yes. Yeah.
We have to do it right. We have special guests here. They're not really special, but they're brown.
They're so special.
But they're brown.
They're special.
Brown and hefty. And then and then Michi Chui. We had to have them back for the first episode. Because they kind of made us alcoholics throughout the years since we've connected them.
And we'd
them.
Like to spread that around, like true Latino culture.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Poison. Just kidding.
Poison ourselves.
Don't cancel us.
I actually seen people were DMing. I was like, man, I miss getting drunk with you guys.
Yeah.
And I was like, what the fuck? You're watching the episode. Like,
getting drunk?
But I'm like, I've never gotten drunk and watched a Netflix TV show.
But it's because, like, we must be that
we're, like, lit. Like,
yeah, yeah. Like, mm-hmm. People I've seen, like, they crack a beer, and then they're like, all right, time for the show.
Yeah, it's time to chill and watch the podcast. Yeah.
I would think that more with sports.
Yeah, maybe we're sports to people, you know?
Yeah, what that mouth do. Okay, so in order to start this new season, we did a whole campaign, right? It was super cool. Like LaBoom. Shout out you if you saw the video, our teaser video, if you've been around Los Angeles, because they're pretty much everywhere. Where are these posters?
A lot of East LA area, downtown LA, Southeast. They put some in South Central.
Nice.
In my area, which is like Echo Park, they put some in Pico Union, Westlake.
Love it.
And mostly on the main street, so you would just have to really go to the main streets, but we will be uploading, like, some of the areas where you can go. I mean,
go
shit.
Go get it. Go
yeah,
grab
go
it.
Go grab it. Take one down.
Yeah, you can take it off. If you see it, just take it off.
Tag on it.
And do whatever you want. Keep
it's yours.
It is dope.
We also have hella, because shout out to our guy Jonathan, who made the posters.
Yeah.
We asked for 100. He's like, the guys, what did he tell you?
He's like, ah, man, I really fuck with you. It's because, look, so we did, I pulled up. It's like, I'm zooming from wherever I live all the way to, like, the middle of downtown, like, 30th and Jefferson. I'm like zooming in. I get there and he's like, I could have made 100, but the guy said I could make 500, so I just made 500.
So now we have 500 posters up for grabs, or like 300, 400, right?
Yeah, we probably have like 400, 300 left.
So we're going to be popping them up everywhere, okay?
And they came out fire. Shout out Jorge. You and Jorge worked on this design?
Yes, we did.
That's fire. Oh, wow.
That's super dope. Exactly what it's supposed to. It's like, like LaBoom.
Hey, were you guys like working on it and getting horny at the same time? Like, yeah, babe. Like doing work together. Yeah.
But that's crazy that you think picture us doing that.
I could like see me. I'm a freaky ass fool. Like if me and my girl are designing some shit, I'm like grabbing ass mid-design.
Oh, God.
You know what I'm saying? Give some inspiration around this motherfucker, you know?
Well.
You don't do that?
You no.
Ah, oh, man.
Normally, he wants to be focused on his work, so.
Mm.
And I'm a distraction. But because we did that, and it was really cool, we got such a cool response from it. We even went back to where we first did our first photo shoot.
Yeah, that was dope. That was a lot of fun.
So if you were watching that on our social or on YouTube or wherever, we appreciate you. You know, someone that was watching was Maximo.
Yes. Maximo.
Wow. Crazy. Old producer of the pod.
Yeah.
Left to become a superstar with that one homie that he has, ATM Danny.
That one or this one or that one.
He left us because I know people ask, what happened to Maximo? Pass the mic to Maximo. So Maximo saw what we were doing, bro.
Yeah.
And they did the exact same campaign.
Different. Yeah.
No, it's not.
It's different.
It's How's the
it
same? Different?
And it was, I didn't know you guys were doing this.
Maximo.
It's different. It's called wheat pasting. You guys are doing posters, stapling them. This is where That's people like glue these again on the wall.
Wow, so you're doing hipster shit.
It's not hipster.
Yeah, it is. Yeah,
Which one is
My
worse?
First job that was in guerrilla marketing. And
no,
what we did
that's hipster.
So you tell us if this looks like our same campaign, right? The photo that I asked, that Yaelin put
yeah.
up.
Yeah. Can we get 5% for the album you guys just dropped?
Yeah.
No.
It seems like you should have consulted us. If you just give us a consulting fee, you're going to copy our...
What you mean?
If you're going to copy what we do.
Nah, man. Project came out September 4th. 6 days before?
Can we do the math? He said that while his homies were putting up their posters, they saw our posters.
Yeah, once we got to like that side of town.
Tell me that's not the same thing.
Yeah, maximal copy.
Yeah.
Well, we're both inspired by the same things.
Wow. Danny, did you know about this, Danny?
It's great to be around similar, like-minded individuals.
Wow.
And the funny part is that, like, Maximo would deny and be like, oh, I didn't do it. You did it.
Yeah.
I did it.
You did.
But like I said, I'm proud to be here with you guys.
Well, he is proud because in order to pay his debt for what he did, Danny, he has offered your services to Brown Bag to celebrate
our
comeback season. Everybody, make some noise for ATM Danny. You're performing, fool.
Come on.
You gotta give Duno a lap dance.
Yeah.
Come on,
bro. Right. Just get
it.
I promise you guys, this is not me.
I gotta go in the middle. Hey, what's up, man? Hey. It's Duno's world. Let's go, man.
Yeah,
what's up with y'all, man?
Oh, my God.
How you doing?
Can we request Danny, or are you going to freestyle it?
I'm a little lit, but let's get it. I'll rap. I'll freestyle.
It's 11 a.m. All right.
Don't say what. It's 4:30 p.m.
Oh, 4:30 p.m. I'm sorry.
Come on, Bob.
Go ahead. Freestyle.
Do you need a beat? Acapella? Yeah.
Yeah. But can you... Actually, can we request a song?
Oh, yeah, nah. He tripping. I was about to do it, too. Yeah. He tripping.
Can you do Slow Motion by Juvenile?
Yeah, or can you do If I Ain't Got You by Alicia Keys?
Oh, dog, look, check it out, dog. Is you ready?
Ready.
I'm ready.
Yeah, we're ready.
I'm with Rosecrans, Vic, Duno, and Letty.
Hey.
I wish you could see my reactions, but.
Yeah, nah, it's all, oh, shit, my bad. Rosecrans, Duno, and Letty.
Ooh.
Hey, shout out Duno, man, making that comedy money, getting that fetty. Getting that bread like a deli.
Hey,
I'm big, I like delis.
Oh yeah. But I'm big built, you know, like a teddy.
Okay.
Shout out Meacha Chewy for this cucumber pineapple squirt.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out Vic, rocking that good ATM shirt.
Bars. Okay.
And shout out Brown Bag, always on top, always first.
Let him go.
This is like slam poetry.
Slam poetry? Oh, yeah. Hey, snap. Every time I get something done.
I trip out.
I'm late on my groceries. I'm about to hit Sprouts.
Stop the cat.
I ain't that healthy. Shout out Duno, though, man. Big boys, we getting wealthy.
Hey.
That's fine.
Hey, honestly, I don't know how I'm doing this shit. I've never freestyled in my life, straight up.
You got it.
Shout out Letty to end the strong.
Hey, shout out Letty.
Ooh.
I don't talk a lot. I'm big. I don't walk a lot. I had to hop this fence because we all park at the...
Hey.
All right.
Hey, man, but let's get...
ATM Danny.
Yeah, slam poetry.
Projects out right now.
That's right.
Projects out right now.
Yeah,
slam
coverage.
And
Danny.
Hey, I had to come back in. Hey, ATM Danny on all streaming platforms. I just dropped live coverage, man. This is a great tape with Goddamn It Dupree, if y'all know who he is, LA legend.
Goddamn It Dupree.
And tune in, man. Straight up. Streaming is going great. So let's get it, man.
Yeah, man, go streaming so we can get our 5%.
Yes,
sir. Yeah. Yeah, 5%.
One of the best Latinos doing it right now.
Who's better than him?
Yeah, can we turn off his mic?
Mexican OT.
Speaking of, Mexican OT is he's our brown pride. You're our brown pride too, puppy. You're your own person. You're going to stand out above the rest, right?
Yeah.
We're just saying Mexican OT because that fool looks like Duno, apparently.
Yeah. He looks like me.
Duno,
you guys are triplets.
Duno's about to credit himself for what just happened for Mexican OT. Mexican OT just got a shout out from Beyonce, you guys.
That's major.
Beyonce. She said she just heard him and she really likes his sound.
He's hard.
Quote, he's from Houston. He goes hard. That is so tight.
I don't know. I've never really paid attention to a Beyonce interview, but I'm imagining she's like, man, he go hard, man. You know, like.
So I don't think she has that much of an accent.
Not like the Houston accent?
Not really. But when I saw this, I was like, I don't know, maybe it's just my self-centered like view of the world. I'm like, oh my God, she knows who Duno is. And maybe she might know who I am.
Yeah.
If she knows Mexican OT,
degrees
like,
of separation.
She's on the food community.
She
paid,
said
obviously.
She just heard him. So that means someone played her his music.
And then she saw a video, and then what pops up?
Duno?
Duno. Yeah.
Why are you so attached to Mexican OT, do you think?
I think we have a really viral interview, me and his interview. I think it's almost at a million.
Okay.
Almost at a million. And people just love us together. If we remember, I went viral for being confused as a Mexican OT.
Yeah.
You know what? Not all dubs are going to be pretty. Exactly. But you got to take them. Sometimes you got to fight strong.
That's a quote. Yeah, yeah. That's this episode's quote.
Not all dubs are going to be pretty.
That's facts.
Some of them are ugly wins, dog. Some wins are 100%. Ugly.
Yeah, yeah, because I'm thinking like, let's just say, right? Because when we think of Beyonce, we think of like, when I think of Beyonce, I'm like, does she poop?
Well, she seems that's just perfect and like, just we don't know much about her actual person, like personality. It's like just what she shows. Yeah. So I get what you're saying.
Like, does Beyonce talk?
Does she grocery shop? Yeah, stuff like that.
Like, what's Beyonce's favorite bag of hot Cheetos? Is it the lemon, the extra hot?
Only thing I've heard is nothing but positive things, though, about her. That she'll literally walk up to you and be like, hi, I'm Beyonce.
Yeah.
And it's
really
like,
nice. Like, we know who you are.
Yeah, like, you don't have to introduce yourself. Yeah. We know who you are. But I heard she's very respectful, walks up to everybody.
Yeah, so I'm thinking she, like, as just, like, being who Beyonce is, I'm thinking she went on TikTok, looked up Mexican OT. The first video that came out was the girl recognizing me.
You think Blue Ivy showed her?
She's a student of the game.
Who Mexican OT is?
Yeah.
I think Blue Ivy is hip to who I am.
Ooh.
Because that's my favorite song. Blue Ivy from Beyonce.
That would be crazy.
Sometimes.
I don't know that song.
When she's like in the middle of somewhere.
Wait, just play.
I don't think she has a song called Blue Ivy.
She has a song called Blue. I could be wrong.
Oh, okay. Doesn't Jay-Z have a song called Glory? Yeah. Oh, no.
I want to hear Duno sing it.
Sometimes. These walls mean to gain it to me. When you walk in,
you're making ATM Danny cry.
And I think she recorded this where people don't have internet and she went there to just go celebrate with the kids and hang out. And that's when I first heard it, I cried. I remember when I first heard it in my sister's room at 145 Douglas Street, Los Angeles, California.
Oh, I know that song you're talking about.
90026. Exactly. Such a beautiful song.
We can
last forever.
You sound so much like her. We need to be careful that we don't get demonetized for
true. I know. And people think I sound like JOP, but it's really Beyonce.
No.
to be honest.
We also got to shout out our new member, Six.
Shout out Six. He's back.
Shout out Six.
He's a black man.
Yeah.
If you don't believe me, he's from Long Beach. He's behind that clip. He's behind why this video is out at 4:30 p.m. on a Tuesday. Shout out to Six.
Tuesday.
Yeah. And you work with him on Figmunity.
Yeah, I kind of robbed him. I don't
like
know.
Like, you robbed him of his things? Yeah, or you stole him from Figmunity?
I was thinking about how do I rob a black man? And then I was like, I know how to do it.
Oh.
Bring him to another podcast. And he was, I was like, Six, you want to
come? Here's Six. I got a podcast for you. Sorry, Six.
Six is kind of like a hot nerd.
A hot nerd?
You think he's hot?
I don't think he's hot, but girls think he's hot.
Six, be careful with Duno.
I get what you're saying. Like, he has swag.
Yeah, he has swag. Yeah.
You wouldn't know he's a nerd swag, unless he told you.
One time he was like, I got there early, wherever we felt Community World. And he was trying to break. I was like, Six, I don't give a fuck, Six. I don't know what the fuck
you're
saying.
Oh, he was trying to break down stuff?
Like, he was like, nah, fool, yeah. It's because this cable is going to make this resolution go higher.
Yeah.
And it's
kind of. That's me, Six. That's not Duno.
It's kind of like when you hear tweakers talk.
No, it's not.
Like, you know
it's
when tweakers are like, hey, fool, you know the world's going to come. It's going to come down, and then we're going to go up, and then we're going to go to the side. And then and you're like, yeah,
and
fool.
And then God's going to come visit us.
Yeah, like, all right, fool, can I give you $5 to clean my car now, fool? Like, that's kind of how the conversation was.
You want me to wash your windows? You want me to wash your windows?
Hey, do you guys let tweakers do shit for you guys?
I don't think you have a choice.
No, one.
The window ones?
No, somebody did it for me the other day, and I felt bad because I didn't have any cash. So I just gave him like some weed that I've had in there for.
And he was happy as fuck.
They can flip that.
Yeah, I was like, here you go. Like, I don't smoke weed, so yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying?
No, but I'm assuming, like, I mean, shit in the valley when your dad had the car thing.
What are you going to say about my dad?
No, I was going to say, did like smokers from the area ever come around and were like, hey, don't,
no,
can we sleep?
Not that I remember.
Damn, if we stopped smokers, it was some wild shit at the block.
I remember when I crashed my car, I like totaled it completely, and I had it at a mechanic shop. And then this tweaker came by and he's like, man, I'll fix that. Just give me $500. I'm going to tie it to a tree and put it in reverse. And I was like, that's not how it's going to that's not going to make it any better. The whole front end is like crashed.
What area were you in?
You should have tried it. 2010. You should have said, I'll pay you if it works.
No, what area?
Like, if it worked, that's 500.
I was in Downey, but there's like a trailer park in Downey. So that's where
Lefty Gunplay.
That's where he was. That's where he was at. So he just walked over and he's like, man, give $500. I'll fix the whole thing. Just tie it to a tree. It's easy. I did it before.
Yeah, but tweakers are like, I think, I mean, as fucked up as it's going to sound, I think they're needed in the community.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've seen him do a lot.
They play a valuable role.
Like,
and they need the community too.
And they need the community too. Like when I say we had tweakers do crazy shit, I wasn't like, hey, do a backflip off the third floor building and then land and we'll give you $2. Like, nah, we just, them fools were buying us beer at 13, but taught us a lesson.
They play a role in the community. You don't want to overdo it and end up like, you know, like them one day.
I remember one time, one of the tweakers, he had like morals towards like my family. I was like, hey, fool, give me a beer right here. And he's like, I know your dad. And I was like, duh, you smoke dope with him. And then he's like, I won't do it for you, but I'll do it for him. And I gave the homie the money, and he's like, buy me a beer. I got you, fool. And I'm like, fool, you saw me do the transaction.
Hey, yeah. But he felt better in his heart.
Yeah, in his heart.
It's all about, like, his spirit.
Yeah.
In his heart, he didn't let
because
it.
Now if...
He didn't buy tweaker.
He
didn't buy beer for his tweaker buddy's son.
And exactly.
He bought beer for his tweaker buddy's son's friend.
And your dad, probably, if he got caught wind of that, he probably would have beat his ass.
Yeah, so tweaker fights.
He had, like, deniability. Like, no, I didn't do it for him.
And he would be right.
Yeah.
The truth.
Yeah,
you guys,
smart guy.
There's a new segment that we're bringing. It's new season, new segment time.
Yeah.
Oh, before we do that, we need to shout out our sponsor,
SeatGeek. All right, SeatGeek. We love you guys so much fucking much.
Oh, yeah.
Especially so much fucking much. You guys, NFL season is back. The Rams are playing L.A. The Chargers play in L.A. And there's so many games going on. SeatGeek has the best deals. You know what I'm saying? If you use code BROWNBAG, you get $20, 20% off your first purchase.
That's right.
And you use code BROWNBAG. Also, October Blue's coming up. The Dodgers are doing amazing.
Blue October.
Is it Blue October? I said October Blue.
Yeah.
Blue October.
Yep.
Shohei Ohtani is about to hit a 50-50.
Yeah.
About to be some legendary
Dan,
shit.
Dan, you want to be at these games.
I saw him steal a base last night. It was amazing.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Were you hard?
You were at Dodger Stadium?
Yeah.
You were hard?
Into the game last night. Huh?
You were hard?
Oh, did I get hard?
Yeah.
Like, not immediately, but
who are they playing? And tell me about it.
They're playing the Cubs. Oh,
okay.
I'm pretty sure we lost. I left, like,
mid-game?
But, like, not like 8th inning.
Don't do that. You're proving it true that we leave.
I know, but, like...
Wait, is that
you know,
like
those video pans of everybody leaving Dodger Stadium?
You know what it is? Is that I live, like, 10 minutes from there, and I want to be home in 10 minutes.
Yeah. Like, otherwise, you're going to be home in
Oh, you're such a brat.
And you're going to know how close you live. Like, you're going to compare...
You gotta go through the shit we go through as people that live there.
Yeah.
I hate you fucking Downey, Southeast, Norwalk, super
Eagle
far.
Rock now, so
I know. That's why I don't like that shit. You Valley motherfuckers. No, leave when everybody else leaves, fool. No. Whittier, what other dumb cities you guys are from? The Valley, the 818. Yeah. No, leave whenever you guys wanna come to our shit, party, get down on Sunset Boulevard at Shortstop and Gold Room. Leave when everybody else leaves, fuckers.
Yeah. All right, but wherever dumb city you live, you can all get tickets at SeatGeek.
Yeah, you can go around that.
Living testimony.
Yeah, it's to wherever you want
to
go.
Yeah, I actually bought my tickets for the Sky game when I went to Chicago on SeatGeek. And it's crazy because I tried to buy them at a different website. Mm-hmm. Shame on me.
Wow.
And you know what? It kept giving me errors over and over again. Mm-hmm. Kept giving me errors. And finally, the transaction went through, and then whoever I bought them from sold my tickets. So, and then they took the money, but they wouldn't refund it fast enough.
That's
so
horrible.
But thanks to SeatGeek, I went to SeatGeek and I bought some other tickets and I got them immediately. There was no issues at all. Mm-mm. My transaction went through.
And you were on floor seats being a thotty.
Oh, you know.
You Vic was being thirsty, huh? You're so thirsty.
Let him be.
You know what? He's been on thirsty shit lately.
He's got a wife now.
Again, use code BROWNBAG and get $20 off your next purchase. Like I said,
$20
can save you a lot of money for a lot of different things. That could be the $20 for your parking at whatever stadium you're going to, SoFi, Coliseum, Staples Center, Dodger Stadium.
So many
all
sport
that.
Events going
Please,
on.
Please, all over the world.
Plus, each ticket is rated on a scale of 1 to 10. So if you look for the green dots, green means good. Red means no.
Exactly. And you know what's crazy? That there's seats, especially in baseball stadiums, since they're so old, that are like behind poles and shit like that. And people sometimes buy them without being able to look at the what your view is, and then they're fucked and they're stuck there.
Oh, that's
horrible. So that's why you use SeatGeek and the rating.
Yeah, so they can tell
10.
You, like,
that's
hey, right. There might be a pool here. It's
by the way, can we talk about that? How Vic said Chapana?
Oh, just thank you, SeatGeek.
Thank you, SeatGeek. We love you. Use code BROWNBAG. I hope you guys had seats to see Vic go downhill in his love relationship.
Stop, you're just jealous. You're jealous of anyone that is in a happy relationship.
I'm not jealous of anybody.
Can we get to the new segment and then you can get into it? Yes. Speaking of Vic, this new segment is all after you, baby bro.
Oh, thank you.
It's
thank
101 you, thank you. Rosecrans Vic. All right. How they have 101 Dalmatians, we have 101 Rosecrans Vics because you don't know how many times we get tagged. Oh, like, hey, my is God. This Vic? Hey, I saw Vic in this Me video. Too. Hey, I saw Vic at the OC Day Party. Hey, I, see, I saw Vic fuck. At Baker's in the IE. Hey, I saw Vic, like, I don't know, at the
Country Vic, too. There's a Country Vic.
This is funny. This is like how Concrete kind of has a segment where it's like, that's not
he looks
me.
Like everyone.
This is a similar thing where there's a lot of people that
out there. One of these is youthful.
Do look like
so
me.
We have found Vic El Bailador.
Just like that. And with enough shots, like I'm making those same moves.
Hey, this is Vic at a Bobby D concert. This is Vic. This is Vic after him and Maximo stole the other Wonders fucking mixtape. Celebrating.
Okay. Vic, was that you or was that not you?
That was not me.
That was not you. All right. Well, let's see if this is Vic. Vic, the Bears fan.
Whoa.
Is this Rosecrans Vic or is this?
Oh, my God.
This is not Vic.
This is definitely Rosecrans Vic right here, you guys.
So this is a photo that was uploaded to someone's Instagram account said Bear Down Baby.
Whoa.
During a Chicago Bears football game. Vic, this is you. You're tagged.
That's me.
Is this Vic the Raider fan posting Bear Down Baby?
Whoa.
I didn't post that. I just reposted it.
No, you posted it on your close friend.
Reposted it. That was not my writing. Okay?
Duno got this.
Yes.
I would never say Bear Down Baby.
No, Vic.
That's weird.
Vic, if you knew you were going to Chicago to go see your kissing cousins, Alabama cousins, but they live in Chicago. If you don't know, if you're new to this podcast, because it's a new season, Vic's cousins kiss each other. But that's a whole different conversation. We'll get that into soon.
Yeah.
Look, fool, what the fuck,
this
fool?
This is all Bears. You're Bear Down, jerseys. Bro?
This is all my cousins. All right, this is all my cousins, except the guy on the right and Swift behind me. But that's my Theo right there. So, yeah, they were having a barbecue. They had, like, brisket, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, I'm going to pull up, you know what I'm saying? They're watching the Bears game. I'm not really paying attention because they suck. And yeah, you know, we had to take a photo, family photo. You know what I'm saying? Every
bro,
time you
even
touch
your
down
shorts
the line.
Have it says that's an awful lot of Chicago Bears on your shorts. Literally, it says that right there. Look at that.
Yeah, I see it. No, I see it, Letty.
Oh my God!
Wow.
Bro, you got fool. Bears
okay,
on
but,
your crotch.
No, I don't. But I am I am wearing a Sox hat, so I will give you that. I'm wearing
Dude,
a Chicago
what's,
Sox hat.
What's like wrong with bro. You, fool? Like this is
you
this,
went to
this.
I went to New York and I wore an LA hat.
Yeah, I seen that. Letty. Yeah. I seen that.
You know I what had I, to, I had to. I had
you know
to,
what
had
I seen yesterday?
She went to Mexico and became full Mexican.
No, I put LA hat too.
But what I'm saying, you became full Mexican. You're mixed. You're like.
But then you went to the Chicago and wore a Sox hat.
I wore a Cubs hat the day before too. I'm not gonna lie.
And then take a picture with Bear fans.
Exactly. But yesterday, I feel shitty about myself. I feel like God always points things out at me.
I like that.
Because
I think this is one thing. No more. I think this is the one thing that we appreciate about your relationship.
Yes. The honesty?
I was going to say self-accountability, but yeah, that's it.
Yeah. So remember when I wore my Rams pullover, right? Yeah. Not the jersey. People always say I wore a jersey. I didn't. I was just cold. So I had the Rams thing when I went to the Rams game, and then I'd seen a guy in full Raider gear.
The
Raiders were not playing.
Game.
Yeah, at the Rams game. And I was like, damn, I was meant to see this guy because he made me feel ashamed of myself.
Yeah,
yesterday, sure. I was at the Dodger game. It was Dodgers-Cubs. And there's this guy in the stands wearing head-to-toe St. Louis Cardinals.
Like neither team.
Neither
yeah.
team. But he's like, I'm not a Raider fan. I mean, I'm not a Dodger fan or a Cubs fan. Yeah. I'm a St. Louis Cardinal fan. And I was like, that guy? That's a real one.
Yeah. Well, you got a real one, Mr. Rosecrans.
So that was 101 Rosecrans Vicks.
Yeah, I feel like there's a lot.
Find out where we see him. We spot him.
There's so many. I get tagged in this all day. If you see another one, tag me.
Well, trust me,
we have a whole season full of content for that.
Why the fuck does everybody look like you?
I don't know.
Yeah. It's like a bunch of Victors. It's wild.
Yeah. Okay. Another new segment.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm excited for this one.
I'm happy for this one.
Okay. So we're going to show you a series of videos, and you're going to tell me if the person in that video está prendi o está perdido, güey. If they're prendidos or they're perdidos. Okay.
Yeah,
you're
going to
tell
that.
Us
like
which
that.
One you think it is. First up, Taylor Swift and Travis Swift. All right.
Yeah.
This is them getting it on or dancing to Titi Me Preguntó at the U.S. Open. Bro, first of all, his outfit is crazy.
That's insane. He never used to dress
But that's
like
some
that.
U.S. Open shit.
Nah.
Like, you don't think so?
No, that's like some, I'm going to go yodeling after this
They look like they just walked out of the Great Gatsby.
Yeah, that feel like Amish.
But Taylor is getting it.
Okay, yeah.
I've never seen her dance.
I've never seen her have terrible dance moves.
Yeah.
I'm curious.
This is if she danced like that behind you, in front of you,
yeah,
you'd be lit.
Hell yeah, I'm grabbing all back. It's lit, fool.
This made me immediately think, like, did Travis Kelce pay his ex-girlfriend to teach Taylor Swift how to dance?
This made me think, like, damn, she could fuck.
Maybe she took lessons.
You guys think that when girls dance?
Yeah.
No, like, she knows how to move. Look at that.
Yeah. The way you do
things. And she's dancing to Bad Bunny, so she's, like, cultured.
Yeah, like, she's like, oh, my God, I teach him a Peruvian tail. She's a country kind of nerve, yeah. Like they don't even know what TT means or Peruvian tail, but she's like, hey, look at her.
VIP, VIP.
Yeah, she has some moves right there.
Oh, look at her.
Oh, look at her drink is almost done.
Yeah, but she's drinking an adios.
Oh, shit. Taylor Swift drinking an adios is crazy.
Is that blue? Latin looks blue, right? Taylor Swift drinking an adios.
I tried this new drink. It's called an adios.
It's called an adios. What did she mean the song talking about adios and TT?
Okay, I think she's prendida.
Yeah.
But he feels very perdido.
He looks like...
He feels like, I don't know who
that fool looks embarrassed when I don't like that for him.
He could be himself, I feel, and I don't... Well, maybe this is himself.
But he used to be different. Mm-hmm. Is it true?
You guys know him more on a player level, like on a football player level.
He was hella cool. Now he just looks like odd. Nah, he looks like he's from Silver Lake now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, but this is my thing, Vic. This is my thing, right, Vic? Like, you got to understand, like, the different cultures he was dating. I'm not saying each culture changes a man, but, like...
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
But I don't even think that's her culture.
No. What I'm saying what I'm saying...
Remember the yodeling kid?
You know what he looks like? You know what he looks like? He looks like Shawty Bae's boyfriend on TikTok Lives.
I don't know who that is.
Okay, who's rubbing off on who? Pause.
I think she's rubbing off on that fool.
Yeah. No, but she's so cool. Look at how cool
she is. I feel like
she
got cooler and he got uncooler.
Yeah. Yes. Look at her.
Isn't that weird?
She looks vibes, bro.
She even did this one.
She looks like she could be at OC Day Party.
Look at her.
He looks like he should be in Huntington Beach.
Look at her. Watch this. Hey. She even grabbed the hair.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. She wants to be black so bad. At six?
It's more like Latina.
Six. Hey, six. Chime in.
I like that we have a black person now. That's going to be like our way out. Six.
What's that Danish city around here?
Danish?
The one that's like up north. Solvang.
This fool looks Solvang as fuck.
Yes. He looks getting ready for Oktoberfest.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. All right. Well, is he perdido or prendido?
He's perdido, fool.
He's perdido.
He's perdida. She's prendida, literally.
He's like if there was like a football version of Space Jam, like they took all his, like, everything from him. You know what I'm saying?
Like the talent, like, take the talent.
And they're like,
hey,
man, you're not Charles Barkley. Mm-hmm. Like, that's like, you're not Travis Kelce.
Damn.
All
right. That's number one. She's prendida. She's perdido. Prendida.
Yeah. Hey, low-key, I've never seen her dance like this, Leti. So when you send the video to the group chat, I was like, ooh, like, I'll be back there like,
She's off an Incredible Hulk right now.
Like, if I wanted to grab her like this, look. Not disrespectfully to the Swifts.
And that's why they're in VIP. Next contestant is our guy, Greg, from...
Greg C.
What concert? Fools in Love.
Greg C. from The Morning Show. Back Mornings.
Is this fool, if you were to see him out, is this fool prendido
or is he doing?
Perdido? Opposite of the stage, wherever everyone else is looking, he's looking away.
Yeah. Okay. So
like, what Thea is he?
So I have a lot of questions.
Out.
Greg, get this mic. Get the mic. You're up, brother.
No, but he doesn't speak Spanish.
No, he doesn't speak Spanish. Hey, mom.
He was
at
Fools in Love. Mamas.
Yes. Do you remember this video?
I don't remember any of that at all.
Where did your shirt go? Because you started the day with the shirt.
I did start the day with the shirt, but I went somewhere. I don't even know where it's at today.
Do you see how you're looking away from the crowd?
Yeah.
They're looking at the Temptations. You're looking at
your Temptations.
You're being tempted by the devil.
But sure. No, there's no one talking to him.
Who filmed this?
Okay, so a fan said, Leti, I wish I ran into you. I didn't get to see you, but I saw Greg look. And then she sent me this video zooming into Greg.
Yeah, it was pretty lit.
Yeah.
I was four Casamigos in.
Four Casamigos bottles?
You motherfuckers like, rich? At the festival?
Yeah. Two, yeah.
At Fools in Love?
Yeah, I got it in there some way.
Oh.
Okay. And then had a whole bunch of blunts in my... You're welcome. A lot.
You're welcome. Okay. But, so me and Jorge went, right?
Yes.
And I see Danny. And I was like, oh, Danny. And then I just see Danny kind of first like, come on. Like, and I'm like, who is he talking to a girl like that? And I just see Greg like, like behind him. And so Bo was there. Greg has a crush on Bo.
Oh, yeah. Bo Roses.
What up, Bo?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stop.
Welcome to the club, buddy.
So I had seen her and I was telling Jorge how Greg likes Bo, but Bo likes, like, she likes the finer things. I'm like, she's not going to eat dino nuggets with you, bro.
Yeah.
She goes to Damien's, like, every day.
Mm-hmm. She's not going to sit while you mix at 3 p.m.
Yeah.
Okay, so I was telling Jorge, I'm like, and so I see Greg and I'm like, Greg, right, you like Bo? And Greg's like,
In front of Bo?
In front of Jorge.
Oh.
But like we had seen her and I was and then he's like, Bo. And I'm like, Greg, drink something. And Jorge knows Greg but doesn't know Greg.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
He's like, well, is he okay? I was like,
I don't remember running into her. At all. Mm. Wow. No, she gave me a water, apparently. Don't even remember that.
But also, water. Did you drink it, Danny, or did you take it?
But also, when I first heard of Greg, he was like in a relationship, right? So he was kind of being a pawn for like a couple years.
Duno hates people in relationships.
No, but I remember you guys told me that he was being a pawn. He was all depressed.
Yeah.
You guys are the one that came here and was like, Craig was depressed today because him and his girl broke up.
That's sad.
Yeah. So... But now he has a mother shirt on, and then you got new tattoos.
Yeah, I'm all covered up now.
And then this is like, you don't know Spanish. This is like, this is your crowd. You know,
this
like,
is his crowd.
This is his crowd.
You guys, there's a festival for
to him. Nobody.
He's smiling at nobody?
No one.
He's like, yeah.
I don't even know when that was taken.
He's imagining
and there's like a
Bo.
Random Puerto Rican behind you. For like a random first baseman behind you.
That girl in the back is mad. She's being filmed.
Oh my god! All right,
she's like, no, thank you. All right.
But Greg, were you getting a lot of play?
It was lost.
I don't remember.
He blacked out.
I don't remember. I blacked out.
Clearly. Ask Danny. Was Greg getting play?
Oh, he most definitely was.
Oh my god.
Mm. Okay.
Right. I actually remember. Like I was. He was actually talking to me the whole time, right?
So he was looking at you like that?
You're a ghost?
Nah, so I was,
your big ass would have came out in the video.
Nah, check it out. I
was better stop the cap,
nah, look.
Danny, you full of shit,
bro. Nah, look. Check it out. I was eating a burger. Wait, I can cuss on him?
Yeah.
I was eating a burger, and he was just looking at me. I fucked that shit up. I was like, what the fuck?
That's what he was looking at.
So he was looking at the burger? He was looking at you eat the burger?
This is really scary. Yeah.
He thought it was a Carl's Jr. commercial?
Press play one more time.
For you're at Fools in Love, there's a gang of bad bitches.
Look at that
burger.
Mm.
Might marry some of that. Look at how that burger looking at me. That burger smiling back.
Prendido or perdido?
That's both. 100%.
Look at him.
Look at that cheeseburger. Look at that double western.
But you know what's crazy? These type of food are the most dangerous ones. Because you don't know if he's blacked out.
Oh,
Trust me, you know when I'm blacked out, I'm asleep.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I know. Fun of a bitch blacked out, he's doing bunny hops on bitches. Not anymore.
Oh, shit. Yeah, I don't remember that at all.
Yes.
I don't remember that at all.
You are first ever both.
I'll take it.
You're mixed though.
I'll take it.
He's mixed though.
Thank you, Greg. Thank you. Appreciate it.
That's wild, fool. These are the people you work with in the morning?
I didn't know he was this way.
Well, yeah, you never seen him on a two-man.
Oh, God.
Yeah, every guy's different on a two-man. You know what I'm saying?
You guys need to tell me about that.
A two-man is
Because I
like
see him on his own.
It's a mission.
Or working, he's DJing.
Yeah.
I never see him in like
in action.
Like do activities.
So I think the number one thing for a two-man is to understand that it's a forever at the moment thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like if me and Vic say we're going to go out and we're going to do our thing and let's say Vic get one and I don't get one. He got to understand that I'm coming. I'll wait in the living room, but I'm coming with him. You know, that's in the past.
I'm not understanding what you guys are saying.
Trust me, the man are understanding. But also vice versa. Like, we're a team for the rest of this night.
Exactly.
We can't leave each other unless we both highly agree to leave each other.
Yeah. Unless it's like a mutual thing, like, all right, man.
All right, fool, we're out of here.
You're going to go this way, I'm going to go that way.
Yeah, but it's like till the end, you're joined at the hip. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's a tag team match.
It's a tag team match.
That's right.
And it's not, you don't got to bone the girl together, but just understand.
Why was this what you're talking about?
But just, I'm just saying, like, you just gotta understand that for the rest of the night.
It's like you're okay.
She's your girl, both of you.
No, this is what it is. It's like, okay, it's me and Duno, right? For example, we're not looking for like one girl each. I'm not looking for like, oh, I'm gonna find my girl. You find your girl. We're trying to find pairs.
Oh,
all right, okay. now we're playing goldfish.
Goldfish.
Yeah, now we're playing goldfish. We're looking for pairs. Three even better. But at least two. Yeah. The third one got to be cool because she can't mess up the vibe. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And if one is messing up the vibe, you got to make sure, like, hey, man, maybe we just switch a route. I don't know. You know, like, maybe she's not feeling you, da-da-da. Maybe the other one goes, you know, wherever. So,
you used to do that, Vic?
Yeah.
Or even...
I was a Dudley boy.
I've been with Vic where I brought somebody, and I was like, bring a homegirl. And she's like, why? And I was like, I have a friend. He's really cute. Send a picture of Vic, and they're like, oh, my God, we fuck with him. I was like, just pull up.
Yeah, two-man.
And then we two-man. But my girl has to understand that when it was time for her girl
to... He's just trying to break you.
This is years ago.
Saying that so that she can get
upset. No, I'm not.
Because he hates that
you're I'm a changed man, too.
You hate that he's in love.
I'm hate that he doesn't text me for burgers at his house. That's what I'm really mad about.
Let's talk about that.
Yeah, he doesn't invite me over to eat burgers at his house. It's always when he's already cooking, and I... swipe up and I'm like Tifty, and he's like, pull up.
Tifty, thanks for the invite.
Yes.
So
I will.
What do you have against his relationship?
I don't. She's a nice girl.
She is.
And
she's beautiful.
And he's like out about it.
Yeah.
I just don't like the random like sexy pics on his slides. I'm like, fool. Like, can't keep those to yourself. I get it, but I'm like, post one like where you guys are like at a church.
Yeah, you together.
We don't have any.
It's all like. Hurt his shirt or this fool like, and, you know, and also it makes
that's my
me,
girl's fault though. I've been telling her I'm like we need to take like good normal photos.
And also
like we don't have much. We're trying.
And also it makes me like wonder like is this gonna drift us away? Like where you guys have a lot to relate to now? Like, hey, we're our parents and in love. And
well, how's your love life?
You know what? I've been chilling. Our dead ass been chilling.
What does that mean?
Like. I've been talking to somebody.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it's been cool. Like I've been
one somebody.
Wow. But I've been on the road a lot. So I don't want to commit to nothing. Like mm-hmm. but not necessarily like, oh, I'm on the road just doing pendejadas, but I'm just it's like a lot, and then it's like a lot of commitment.
Is this the fitness girl?
Yeah.
Nice.
She's like she lost a lot of weight. Well, I met her already throughout the journey, but
yeah.
Oh, nice.
She was big before.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
I mean, she got a good personality.
I was like, damn, you're super funny.
Yeah,
yeah.
Okay, well, there is another new segment that I want to talk to you guys about.
What is it?
This one I feel like we've done before, but we did it when we had Josh, and we don't have Josh anymore. So it's
shout out segment. Josh.
Josh did our video, by the way, our promo video.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
This is a trip out, you guys. Trip out.
Trip out.
There is video surveillance from apparently somewhere around the border of Mexico that says there's an orb in this video, and it turns into a human being. You're going to literally see it. We're reacting as it's happening.
What the fuck?
It turned into a human being. And the video is of them pointing.
Mira, esto como de luz pasando, pero no sé, digamos bien, después sale como un señor.
He says like two kids.
Yeah,
se para ahí, y se convierte en un señor.
And then it turns.
Y se queda ahí, ahí todavía está corriendo el reloj de...
Literally an alien.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then look at that light on the side.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, my only problem with this.
So I trip out on this, you guys.
That is crazy. But my only problem is, why is every time we see these type of videos, they're never in 4K HD. It's always like grainy footage. Like, what are the chances of it always? Like, we have such good cameras now.
That seems like to be surveillance. And it's a video of them showing the surveillance footage from their laptop.
Yeah.
I'm assuming to show you that it's real.
Yeah.
They would have to upload the exact footage from the camera.
No, to show you, like, look what we just saw versus if they created something. So, like, look what I'm looking at right now. Look at the time, 4:27 a.m., that light on the side, which may be helicopter or... something looking for it?
That's Marvin the Martian right there.
That's Marvin.
So it's just a trip out.
It's super trippy. Like, see how that little light landed? And it's just like
and then it's
two Edgars? Like, for what real. The fuck? Like,
but that? Oh, it is two kids. This is my thing, though. What if this is like an alien taxing Mexicans to cross the border? Like, there's like a coyote.
The
alien.
New coyote?
The new coyote. That fool has powers, fool. Oh. I pay that fool 10 bands to bring some family members over.
To orb across the border?
To orb across the border, fool?
Wow.
These fools don't gotta be in the truck no more?
What if they orbed and cloned them? Like, hey, look, if in case one doesn't make it.
Don't laugh, Yaelin. You're the only girl in here. That makes me really scared. Because to me, that, like, little kids are so cute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's so, like, it's the most innocent.
I know.
And you know when they say aliens are among us?
Yeah.
We're looking for that tall fool with the weird head. Like, among us. Like, they're around us. Among us.
Oh, among us. I thought you meant mongoose. I was like, what the fuck is mongoose? I was like, I thought it was some nerd shit.
The Michi Chewy is hitting.
The mongoose. I was like, what the fuck?
Among us, fool. They are among us.
Yeah.
The truth is out there.
It's because you are humongous. Okay. But... So, we have another new segment.
Yeah, that's really
your shirt's okay. Done.
That you guys wanted to react to.
Yeah, this one's in. Shout out, besitos, in your segment. Yeah. Besitos. Yes.
Besitos, besitos, some shout outs.
It's kind of like our shout outs, but. Oh, shit.
The guys are going to show love to a lucky lady or ladies every week. Who is it this week?
This week is this lady named Pink.
Yes.
Yes. You know what's crazy? That she I have a homegirl cold. Named Pink.
I have a homegirl named Pink's.
Okay, so she is tagging on the train,
yeah.
And the can control is insane because she looks like a straight señora.
Yeah, think of your favorite tía.
Deadass, this is like one of my grandma's homegirls.
The one that walks everywhere.
Yes.
Yeah, she just clocked out from cleaning a couple houses.
Yes.
Yeah. But I like the fact that she has pink shoes on. Her dress has some pink, so she's like really fitting the name.
So just like the aliens that popped up as little kids, this is the most,
I guess. Damn, that girl got a fat ass.
This is like so innocent. You would never think that taggers look like this.
Yeah.
Nah, you know what I'm saying? But like the tía.
Oh, yeah, the tía's crazy. The tía, I know some fine girls.
Like, no one's going to, if cops were to pull up and they see her, they're going to be like, señora, where did they go? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I was just teaching them to.
Wait, actually that might not be Pink Letty. That might be Pimke. Because it's P-I-N.
Pimke. I don't know.
Oh, fuck it. But
I just thought this was really tight.
Oh, yeah, that's
that it's señoras tagging on a train.
And my thing is, like, they're catching nice-ass tags, and they're smart, okay? So if you could tell, they're not tagging on the riding of the train. So that means they don't have to get buffed so people can still read the train in their carts. That person in the bottom did, like an idiot.
That was probably before them.
That was probably before them, yeah.
Wow. No, this shit is crazy. I mean, if you think, it's like, we're all just going to get older, and it's like, our skills aren't going to, like, completely diminish at whatever we do. Mm-hmm. So, like, Duno can be 95 and still, you know, with the can control.
I know fools that are 60, 50, pushing 60, still tagging.
Yeah.
From, like, old legendary-ass crews. And, by the way, her name is Pink. She just added the little loop in the end.
That's
and
so then tight.
Damn, low-key. Yeah.
And I know young people that can't tag that good. So, it's tight that they're
high. Yeah, she's dope.
Yeah, super tight.
Damn, she's probably getting it cracking with the little young tagging
fools. Besitos to her.
Shout out her.
Send her besito.
I want to kiss her.
Two Lady Pinks over there.
Shout out Lady Pink.
Do you guys have any other ladies you want to send besitos out to?
Ah. I don't even think she knows about Bomb Rabbi. Let's keep it like that.
Yeah.
So the bitches, I'm back.
New season, comeback season. New
he
season.
Just said that he's chilling.
Honestly, we don't think about the past on this. You this said episode. It.
Maybe he was chilling for the summer and he's trying to
he
be freaky
fall. He said
in this
episode.
Freaky fall sounds lit.
Freaky fall.
But I'm trying to do No Nut November this year. We should all try. Oh, it's not fair.
No Nut November?
Yeah, but you're like in the honeymoon phase. You're fucking everywhere.
Yeah. So I'm
Dodger Stadium.
I'm gonna opt out of that. Nah, the homie told me that he like
cracked it off at the Dodger Stadium.
The horniest homie I have. I'll let you guys speculate. But
where?
What? I only know one of your homies. And if it's him, it's probably him.
No, I have other homies. I only have like four homies.
You said the horniest homie you have.
Horny homie?
Yeah, the horniest homie. He's Mexican. I'll just leave it there. But
Mexican and something else?
No.
Just Mexican?
Just Mexican. Was so horny. He told us that, fool, Dodger games are cracking, dog. I've met this girl, cracked their BBL, fat ass, da, 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 took her to the studio. I'm like, at Dodger Stadium, bro? Like, that's kind of crazy.
Where? Like, at the pavilion behind the
took
stands?
Took to the bathroom. I shouldn't say too much, but yeah.
The bathroom, there's a big ass line.
I know. He's crazy.
I'm not even disappointed on your homie. I'm disappointed on the bitch.
I know.
Like,
I didn't know Dodger games got that active, but you know what? The Dodger game, the energy at the Dodger games now is way different.
It's horny?
Yes, it's more horny for sure. It's,
you know, like, why? More, there's more girls.
It's more girls. And they come, like, when I went during a day game, it was a girl in a pink, like set. Like,
oh, just, like, they get dressed up.
Nothing to do with Dodgers. Like, literally just, like, just
that's
showing ass.
That's what you was paying attention to, the bitches.
No. I just, my son told me.
I told you, he's about to get your relationship.
I said, no, Mico. No. Daddy can't look, but, you know, you go ahead.
Daddy can't look is crazy.
Daddy doesn't want to look.
Yes.
All right, well.
Hey, have you in?
Besitos to the girl his homie cracked at Dodger Stadium.
Besitos to her.
Do you have besitos for anybody?
We did the besitos.
Oh, Letty, I saw you hang out with your mom. I cried. Because I know you don't do it often.
Aww. In Mexico?
Your mom look good.
No, you stop being gross. He's lying. To her? He's totally like, don't besitos with my mom.
You saw her in Mexico too?
No, I think you took her, right? You took her.
I'm sorry, I don't know.
She's Salvi.
I know, but she could go to Mexico.
No, I know, but like, okay, yeah, we went together.
Oh, right?
Yeah.
Wait, also, I love that. Wait, so you took your mom and your dad?
Yeah, they get along. They get along so well.
Oh, they do. They do.
They get along. Like, people trip out about how good they get along. Yeah.
That's
and then she still does all his paperwork, his insurance, all of that.
Damn.
You think they flirt?
It's a very weird flirting, but yes, it happens. Yeah. But it's just they know they got each other. Like, it's really
cool.
What's
your mom's name?
I was telling my Narcy.
Narcy. Hi, Narcy.
Ew, it's Narcy. I'll talk about your mom right now, Jose. You keep laughing.
Does Jose have a hot mom too?
Hell yeah, Jose has a hot mom.
You have a hot mom
too? And she wears heels. Yeah.
Can you
say yeah? Why you say yeah?
You can't say your own mom's hot.
She's a MILF?
She is beautiful.
Pull up a picture, fool.
She's very beautiful to me.
Let's pull up a picture. Vic has a very good looking mother. I don't mean that with no disrespect.
Oh, yeah. Besitos to Vic's mom.
Yes. She's better. She's driving again.
She's nice. Better. All right, I like again. That. Yeah. See, look, for me and my mom have been getting along so good. You and mom are finally seeing each other. Vic's mom's driving again.
Yeah.
It's a fucking moms. Hot mom summer. I mean, fall.
It's a hot mom fall.
Hot mom fall. Damn, shout out Nancy. Yeah, I seen the flicks. Y'all want to get your hair done together? You should have told me I would pay for a tab. You posted your mom.
What do you mean her hair
didn't
done?
Didn't you put her? She got her hair done.
Oh, I did.
I pay attention to hot moms.
You're so cute.
I saw you. You took her to get her hair done.
I love you.
I would have paid for the tab. You would have told me.
I love you so much.
I'm going to tell you first. Invoice me.
No.
I'm about to do my taxes from last year. I didn't know, motherfucker. Okay.
All right. Shout out to all the hot moms.
Yeah.
Besitos to you.
I love that. Wow. Mm-hmm. Yeah, dude. I saw your mom. I saw you posted your mom. I started crying.
You're so cute.
I was at the club drinking when you posted it.
That's so
right. You started crying?
Yeah. Boo.
Do you ever think about where people are when you're there looking at your post?
Yes, I do it all the time.
Mm-hmm. Where are you when you went through his slide?
Through his slide? I was taking a shit. Because he posted it like afternoonish, which is like my second shit of the day. You know what I'm saying? I'm like,
great metabolism.
You know what I'm saying? It's like I just ate. I got to take a shit. Boom, 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 boom. I'm saying that's lit.
Don't you know I'm local?
Don't you know I'm fucking local?
Let's end this out strong. Don't you know I'm local? Okay, we've done a bunch of new segments, but here's Don't You Know I'm Local. We have to meet the Banda AZ, or Banda Az, the Chargers official home banda.
Wow. Let's come in for the Chargers being banda. Part of the coaching.
They're deaf, and in their caption, the Chargers did put Por La Cultura.
Where is running the Chargers
social? Should they have put Para La Cultura?
Oh, we should make this a clip so we can get invited to a Chargers game.
Yeah. So it's brought to you by Pacifico.
Okay.
But they are the official banda of the Chargers.
Yeah, can we play this?
I think all those people are, like, cool and it's authentic.
Mm-hmm.
But then
there's
it's
a
like
new banda in town.
It just feels like very rivalry-ish because obviously, like, the Rams have the mariachi and then they're sponsored by Corona. And
so this is like this Chargers is sponsored by Pacifico.
And then it's like, okay, we're going to do a banda.
And I hope they're
it's
not different. Just paying them in beer.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
And by the way, I like how they're dressed like Grupo Frontera's most viral music video.
They're
like, no se va.
I'm a Raider fan, so I'm going to call them Grupo Tontera.
Tontera. No, Vic, don't hate.
No, I'm not hating on them.
You're hating on them, Vic.
I'm a Raider fan.
Oh, Greg is a Chargers fan. He has flames right there.
Yeah, but the only problem about Greg is that Greg doesn't understand what they're saying when they sing these songs.
When they sing, you're
right. Like, how do you have somebody that don't speak Spanish in your team, Letty?
Yeah.
This shit together, man.
He speaks a little bit. And Vic did like the photo. Look, Vic is right there on the light.
Oh, Vic did like the photo.
You guys sent it to me. This is for the
Yeah, but you can't talk smack. You can't call him Tontera, okay, and then sorry, also
was,
like the photo.
It was just a clever
honestly,
comment.
Honestly,
okay.
Though.
Okay, all
right,
take
Vic
it back.
Vic is right. This could be up to compete against the Rams Mariachi.
The Rams Mariachi.
Mariachi Rams, which have a really cool press photo, by the way.
Yeah, they have a dope press photo. Rams.
That's hard. That's hard. I ain't gonna lie.
This is like merch.
Yeah, that's the one and only Mariachi Rams.
They look like
Rams.
They could get off on the field.
And to be honest, I'm going to keep it a buck. They look hotter. That matters. That matters.
They got the shades and
yeah.
shit.
Yeah, that matters when we're paying attention to the fact that
that guy back there with the guitar backwards is super cool.
Yeah. Okay. Look, watch. Go to their promo video real quick. Jose?
It's in the doc.
Oh, shit, over just the photos. I thought that was
a photo.
They
have a promo video from when they were pulling up to the Super Bowl.
In Lowriders.
Can we play
Super
it?
Super Bowl weekend, like, and they mariachied the Dr. Dre song. 2022. Brought to you by Corona.
That's fire.
This is West Coast Customs. Okay, you can play it. There's something that's really cool about the LA Rams is they really know, like, even the attention to detail, the fact that it was a West Coast Customs, like, a play on a lowrider.
Yeah,
it's like the way that they put Corona in there, the song they're playing. I think that was the year that Dr. Dre headlined the Super Bowl halftime performance.
Yep.
That's really tight.
Okay, Latino.
Yeah, I fuck with that.
So are we liking what we're seeing? I like it on both sides. It's cool for all of us.
I just think it's funny that the Chargers never did that when they're in San Diego. They have just as many Mexicans. You know what I'm saying?
Like they had the opportunity to do it when they were the San Diego Chargers.
Yeah, they
could have
done that a long time ago. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So that,
but you know
that
they had to come to a city that's part. Oh, you unplugged my fucking headphones. Maximo, you don't even work here no more. Fuck.
Well, it's okay. Can you guys hear me? We can hear you perfect.
Okay. Yeah. I think the dope part about this whole shit is the fact that, like, it started a new rivalry in L.A., and it's not even with the football team. It's just a bunch of Mexican deals, like, mi fucking banda, mamá.
Well,
I love that they're getting checks.
It reminds, like, banda or mariachi.
And that's that's to this
every
day.
Every party, you have to decide. Do I bring in
what to be honest, other? When you think about mariachi, you think about, like, an older party. Like, I know when, because if I know when my grandma came. Now, when we went to your party, we had a grupo.
But I love mariachi. If it was up to me, I would want mariachi.
Really?
I'm old.
Wow. So then it's, I'm not going to lie. I don't have a team right now.
If let's say you're setting together a party.
Oh, for who?
In the comments, okay? Would you rather a mariachi or a banda?
Oh, let us know in the comments. Would you rather have the Los Angeles Rams mariachi or the Los Angeles Chargers banda?
Dang, I'm a mariachi kind of girl.
Okay. I
thought it was just funny because I'm just thinking, like, since they're all, like, it's a bunch of them, I'm just thinking, like, are they going to do a draft every year of, like, different mariachis in the city?
And bandas,
And banda in the city?
For who to represent the Raiders, Immortal Technique?
No. Brother Lynch.
Stand up for your team.
That's my team.
Shout out Born and Raised for the NFL collab.
Yes, look, Raiders.
Yeah,
no, bullshit, Mr. Bear Down. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, you were just the Bears fan this week.
I don't fuck with the Bears.
Okay, episode. Letty.
Now you don't fuck with the Bears. You're going to still have to go to Chicago.
They know. They know.
They
it's
don't
Raiders
know.
On mine, homie.
All right, Letty. You're going with the Rams.
No, she's
I
a
like
Cowboys
mariachi.
Fan.
Letty.
Stop.
Letty, no, you're not a Cowboys fan. Just like I'm a Giants fan, but a long time ago, this last week, I learned that, you know what? It's time for me to grow up and be a man on my own.
Uh-huh.
I'm looking for a team. I'm looking to be
recruited.
You're
a free agent right now?
I'm a free agent on what team I should go with.
I low-key think that's smart a little bit because I was thinking about it.
I was a child.
What if you had
a
chance to try out the different, like,
fan bases?
Mm-hmm. And not like that. Not like.
Yeah.
Fucking trying them out like that, but like trying out what it is like to be a fan base of these people, of these different teams, in order to choose which one you're gonna go with versus you were just born into it.
Me.
Or you had no
I had no choice.
But see, look,
and I'm gonna tell you right now, I lost a bet to my friend Anthony from Golden Boy, and I had to wear a Cowboys thing and post it. The reception that I got from Cowboys Nation, they've been so nice.
Felt like you got drafted, huh?
Yeah, so right now you're a free agent.
I'm a free agent.
What like teams are you thinking about?
I'm thinking some West Coast just so I can actually go to games.
I want to see Duno in like different face paints of different.
Has Pun tried to recruit you to be a Rams fan?
Pun has definitely tried to recruit me to be a Rams fan, and this is what
he's
he tells
tried
me.
To ram you.
He's away, yo, and he's like he'll be like Duno. He'll be like Duno, cuz I ain't gonna lie, cuz I know people from the Rams. I would love to have you on their whole social media presence and shit like that.
Yeah.
But I feel like every influencer is already part of the Rams. I might have to go with the Chargers and just be part of that whole team.
You do have a lot of San Diego homies.
I have a lot of San Diego Chargers friends.
You want to be Greg so bad. He's a Chargers fan.
I would recruit you to the Raiders.
I thought Greg was a Raider fan.
Vic is a Raider
fan. Fool, I'm not talking to no fool that don't know Spanish and the name's Greg.
He knows Spanish.
Don't try to defend him now. The first thing you said when he said he didn't even know Spanish.
Yeah.
That's why he's all perdido. What I'm saying is I'm down to go with whatever team is down to recruit me, show me love. Do it up for your boy.
Okay, does it have to be the actual team or just the fan base?
It can be you and your dad, Vic.
No, I'm just asking.
Like, you and your dad kind of want me to cut an asada and expect me to be a Raiders fan.
No.
You ever been to Wisconsin?
No, I don't want to go. It's cold.
No, I'm saying.
What about Chiefs? You look like a big Chief.
Nah. Kansas City, I'm not a fan.
That's far. It's far
the
away.
Jets. Yeah.
No, because
You can't latch onto like a whack team.
Yeah. Are you a Patriot?
No.
They're a bad team this year.
Yeah, they're a bad team this year. And before that, I was a Giants fan.
Oh, they're worse.
The Dolphins? Yaelin, shut the fuck up.
Dolphins? Do you go to Miami games?
I think I might go with... I'm in between the Rams and the Chargers.
Okay, the LA teams.
So whatever team wants to recruit me between the Rams and the Chargers, just let me know how you guys want to recruit your boy.
Yeah.
And just tap in with me. I'm down to pull up. I just want to go to a suite.
Ooh, it would be funny if they both had to try out or something. That'd be funny.
Yeah, I'm not going to go to the tryouts. You know what I'm saying? Cowboy.
What about Raiders?
Yo, low-key, the Rams need O-line.
These fools fight too much, fool. Right, like,
you fight a lot.
I know, fool, but I'm at a time and place in my life where I don't, like, want to be somewhere and then just beer starts falling because two junk fools are getting down over, like,
it's a lot.
First down, you know?
Yeah, it is a lot.
And it's like, Vic isn't obnoxious, but a beer in or two, he might be a little bit.
Yeah, if we start scoring, but we never score, but yeah.
Okay. Well, we are on the search for Duno's team.
Let's go, Charger. So you're a Cowboy fan now. Let me just put it in my group chat.
No, I'm not a Cowboys fan.
She's considering it, though. You're considering it.
I'm going to tell you what this is.
I really like Cowboy Nation, though. They're really nice to me.
I'm going to tell you
like
this.
Like, they had a lot of, what is it, like, Southern hospitality?
Mm.
And then they were like, everyone just hates us because they ain't us. We're in everyone's mouths. They all talk about us. They all say things about us. We're not even thinking
about
them.
That sounds like a girl talking, don't you think?
Just Cowboys fans.
My haters make me famous.
Wow, look at you wanting to be a Cowboy fool. Honestly,
I'm not a Cowboy.
Bro,
I'm saying that's what they like say.
I think
he's a Bears fan.
I'm not a Bears fan.
What are you?
What am I?
Yeah.
I don't know yet. I'm telling you.
What are your pronouns?
You know, what are my pronouns? Them and they.
I agree. Thank you so much for tuning in to episode 148.